to our Monday night call that that is totally designed to be able to help you build your business tonight. As I've been doing for the last 3 weeks, I'm going to continue on with a series of questions that you guys have been emailing over to us. The stack of an inch is now about down to, three-quarters of an inch by now. So I've got several questions that we're going to be going through tonight to be able to help build your business as an array of different topics that I'm going to be covering tonight. So you want to make sure and pay very close attention because the call is going to be going quite quickly. Prior to getting started in business for myself, for those of you that have never been on this call, you've never heard about who we are, my name is Dani Johnson, and it's honestly an honor and a privilege to be on the phone with you right now. I started when I was 19. I heard about getting started in business for myself from a friend of mine, and honestly, I didn't get started right away because I really didn't have the courage to think that someone like me could succeed in anything. And after 2 months, I finally did sign up and start in business for myself, and I quit my job. I went into business for myself full-time right away, which was the very first business mistake that I had made up to that point. And my first 6 months, I failed miserably. I couldn't get anything off the ground. Nothing was working for me. I couldn't get anyone to commit to using our products or wanting to join me on a business venture or adventure at that point. So anyway, after 6 months, I heard about a training seminar that was supposed to change my whole business and help me to become profitable. And honestly, the whole seminar was going to cost me about $1,500, including all of my expenses. And I really didn't have the money. I had no money coming in for 6 months. My business was not making me a dime yet. And I was in a desperate situation. And so I had every reason not to go to that training seminar. But the person who told me about it said he wouldn't work with me unless I did go. And so I wound up coming up with the money, getting over my excuses, and stepping up and making things happen. Coming out of that training seminar, my first 8 days made $4,000. The next month brought a bunch of people back to a seminar with me, made $11,000 the next month. Next check after that was $15,000, and then the month after that was just under $21,000. And then I decided I wanted to go, you know, get married and kind of complete that side of my life because, honestly, I had grown up on welfare. My parents were drug addicts. My father was extremely abusive, and I really didn't think that I would ever become successful in anything. So here I had been hugely recognized in Canada and also in the United States on huge conference calls like this one and had reached a level that I never thought was even possible. And, you know, completing that side of my life sounded like the right thing to do, and the guy that I married, however, changed his mind after only a couple months of marriage, and he wound up draining my bank account, maxing out my credit cards, and leaving me with a $35,000 debt. And so here I went from the top of the mountaintop to the absolute bottom of hell is what it felt like. My business had been embezzled as a direct result of getting married to this man. And so for several weeks, I wound up just in absolute self-pity, blaming him, blaming my father, taking no responsibility for the choices that I had made. And it put me in a very deep depression and wound up experimenting with things that I said I would never experiment with. And so for several weeks, I actually wound up completely homeless, living in the back of a car, sleeping on beaches, showering in public places, a complete devastation that I would never wish upon anybody. And it was the scariest time that I had experienced so far, and I was only 21 years old. And so every day, just totally in disarray, complete despair, totally oppressed, you know, credit cards maxed out, not knowing where I'm going to get food that next day. Found up getting a job as a cocktail waitress shortly after I became homeless and just kind of settled in and just said, you know what, I just want to be mediocre. I don't want to be anything more than a cocktail waitress. This is it for me. I wish I had never made big money before. The long and short of it was I gave up completely. And after getting upset with myself after that, started a business in the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, made $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 the next 30 hours, $10,000 my first full-time month. By the end of my first year, made $250,000. By the end of my second year, I had made my first million in business for myself and went on from, and I was only 23 years of age. Have gone on since then. I met my husband through the industry. I have now 5 children and a grandbaby on the way. Have worked a business on a part-time basis, earning a six, and in the bad years, a six-figure income, and have earned 7 figures in 8 years. And so, needless to say, we have been truly blessed through a home-based business industry We've been truly blessed by people that we have worked with through the years, and this call tonight is really to equip you, to establish you, to be more responsible in your business, to be able to take it to the next level. And the people that invited you on this call tonight were confident enough and had enough right to be able to look at you and say, hey, listen, this has helped me. Let me turn you on to something that can help you. Our website is totally free. We have a free training that's available on that site, over 50 hours of free training and service that's available for you to be able to capitalize on, to take your job to the next level, how to be able to get promotions in your job, how to be able to work things out better with your spouse, how to be able to handle the stresses of raising a family, combined with trying to start a part-time business, or for those of you that are running huge companies, large corporations. We have every walk of life that is listening right now. We have doctors, we've got lawyers, we've got judges, we've got secretaries, we've got blue-collar workers like myself, waitresses, waiters, busboys, bartenders, you name it. Every walk of life is represented on the call. And there's something that all that are listening have in common, and that is that they want to grow, they want to improve, they want to make it to make this year better than last year. And so the person that invited you on the call, they had enough of kindness and gentleness in their heart to say, hey, listen, this has helped me out a lot. It can help you as well. Not saying that you need the help, but I know if you're anything like any of us, we all know that we can use a shot in the arm on a weekly basis and use some tips and techniques that can help to improve or make things easier, make things a little less stressful. And that's the point of the call. And so go to the person that invites you on the call and thank them for at least introducing you to something that may or may not be able to help you out. We don't sell anything. We are not a particular part of a company, so to speak. We are just a service. And, again, our service starts off at the bottom level, totally free and available for you. Okay, so let's get on with it. Let me go ahead and get into our topics tonight with the questions that we have. We are going to start with Delmay over in Australia. Delmay has been a faithful listener for, I would say, well over a year now. She's been begging us to come out to Australia for over a year, as well as several other organizations, huge organizations, very powerful leaders that are over there that have been calling us for well over a year asking when can we get Australia on the schedule. And so here's a question from Delmay. She says, wondering if you can cover this. She says, in more detail about how to help new people get over their fear in getting started. I find so many people get stopped when it comes to time to simply pick up the phone and get started. I know your seminars help people get over that. However, you're not touring Australia yet. So it would be great if you can cover this really soon. Okay, well, Delmay, I'm sorry you sent this in September, so here was soon. Tonight is soon, and I know you're going to be listening tomorrow. Actually, in the middle of the night, our time is when you'll be listening to this conference call. Okay, so how do you help new people get over the fear of getting started? Now, some of you come from a home-based business industry where you are able, and for example, Delmay does. What happens is that when you're starting a brand new rep or even a brand new customer, when it comes time for them to take a step in the right direction so that they can begin to achieve some of their goals, what's important is that the very thing that got them started is the very thing that's going to keep them started and keep them going. And so really what it's about is telling lots of stories and identifying with them. You see, most of them are not going to tell you, you know, I'm afraid to call people, or I'm afraid of rejection, or I'm afraid that I'm not going to be well received, or I'm afraid my friends are going to laugh at me. They're not going to come out and say that to you. Their ego will not let them be honest. That's pretty much how that goes. And so they're going to, you know, they're going to give you a bunch of lame excuses like, you know, I didn't have time today to make those calls, or, you know, something came up, or, you know, I got off work late, or, I'm just, you know, trying to reevaluate some more information before I actually get busy on the phone. You know, I really want to know what I'm doing first. That all is a bunch of lame excuses that I'm sorry to say it that way, but that really is only to cover up the fact that they are afraid. But the only thing that puts people, not the only thing, but one of the greatest things that I've seen, because I've started personally thousands of people myself through the years being in business for myself, is the thing that gets them over that is first to identify with them and say, you know what, and just confront the issue right away. Just say, you know what, when I first got started, I was terrified of getting on the phone and making contact with my initial contacts. But then I got to tell you something. Once I got over that initial fear and I just started thinking under the pretenses of that this is practice and that's all it is my practice year and I need my body to practice on, I picked up the phone and lo and behold, things started to happen. So There's two ways you want to go about it. You want to tell stories. Tell your story and tell other people's stories. Tell other people's story and keep your ears totally pierced when you're in training seminars or conferences or even conference calls. Keep your ear pierced for those that say, man, I used to be afraid of the phone. And tell those people stories because they eventually got over it and now they have success. Me being one of them, I was terrified to talk to people. I didn't like people when I first got started in this industry. I had to go through a whole lot of healing and a whole lot of personal growth in order to get good at my business. And so I was terrified of talking to people. I was scared to death of rejection, scared to death of what people might think about me, scared to death of what they would think about the kind of business that I was in. I just was scared. And so what you want to do is you want to identify with that brand new person. Most of them, 9 out of 10 of them, will have that fear. That's just pretty much how the numbers seem to work. So identify with them. Say, man, I totally understand how you're feeling. And tell them stories of people who have broken through the fear. The other thing is take the pressure off. I'm not saying take the pressure off as far as saying you don't need to call anybody, I'll call them for you. No, I've never done that for anybody before. But take the pressure off this way. You want to say, okay, let's say, Del May, that I was getting you started. What I would say is, okay, Del May, this is what we're looking for. We need to start with your list of resources, and on that list of resources, what we're looking for is a way where you can practice and get your feet wet so you can start to begin to learn our business model. There's a new language that you're going to learn, Del May, and the best thing to do is to practice on people that you know are definitely not going to do this. And so we need to practice on those people first. So just make a list of names of people that you know love you, that trust you, that, you know, will do a favor for you. And I want you to call those people first and just say, you know what, I need someone to practice on. Because, Del May, right now, that's what you need. You need the practice. You need the understanding about how to be able to build it. And the way that you're going to get that is by practicing on people that you know because you're comfortable with those people and you could care less what they say because we're not counting on any of them doing anything at all. Right now, it's a practice run. And for some people, depending on if they want to get trained or not, that practice time could take a year of making lots of calls, practice, because we know practice makes you get better and helps you to master the skill in which you're attempting to master. And so that's what I tell new people. If this is practice, I don't tell them, hey, listen, you know, we got to sign people up. We got to sell product. I don't do that. I just say, hey, listen, just invite a bunch of people over. We're going to come in. We're going to do a practice run because you need the experience. You need to learn the language. You need to learn the ropes on how to be able to build this thing. And we're going to start right here before we, you know, do any kind of national advertising campaign. Let's start right here. You know, it's free to practice on people that we know. So, and, you know, we know that they're going to be negative. We know what they're going to say already. That's why they're the best people to practice on. And we know they're going to give you lots of questions. Great way to learn. Okay, and that's how you set them up. There's no pressure under practice at all. And again, tell them story after story after story after story. So, Del May, that was an awesome question. And by the way, Del May, just to let you know, and those of you that are listening from Australia right now, you guys are the first ones hearing this, I am, DannyJohnson.com is coming to Australia. We are putting you guys on the calendar in December. So we're looking at a weekend. We're working with a couple of the leaders over there. And you know what? If we hear from you guys an email saying, hey, we will pack out the house, we will make it a done deal. December, we do have an opening to come out to Australia. If you guys are wanting and willing, like you said you have been, if you're ready to put your work where your mouth is, we're totally ready to get out there and start lighting some fires over there in Australia. And for those of you that are here in the United States, or even listening to me from Singapore, you're listening to us from Europe, listening to us from Mexico, there's people that listen to us from all over the world, and you guys know people who have organizations in Australia, let them know. Or let's say you want to build a business in Australia and your company has an opportunity for you to build business in Australia, perfect way to build it. We are looking at December. We have an opening. We've set that aside to do something international, and Australia's been the one that's been just breathing down our backs for the longest time with the most promising. Now we want to see, can you guys make it happen? So let us know. Let us know if you guys want us to come out there because we are definitely looking at Australia right now for the map. We're looking at the Gold Coast of Australia. Yes. So anyway, okay, there you go, Del May. I know that you're like smiling huge and frantically typing right now. Okay, so here's question number two. This is from a lady by the name of Kathy. She says, we are enthusiastic about our product and our opportunity. We genuinely want to help others and earn a good income ourselves. We are not afraid to pick up the phone and call people about our business, but we experience much of the time call reluctance. On good days, we can break through this. On other days, it causes a lot of unproductivity. I totally understand, Kathy, where you are coming from. I have dealt with that even myself. Even as a six and a seven-figure income earner, had those days where I was reluctant to pick up the phone. Let me tell you why that happens. I want you to imagine for a moment that you are stuck on the side of the road and your car just will not start, okay? And you need to push it down the road so you can get it out of the main part of the traffic. When you first begin to push a car after it has been stopped, you throw that sucker in a neutral, you get behind it, and you do your best to push it. In the very beginning, it is the hardest to get that thing moving. It is the hardest to get it to move forward. But once you get it going and you get it moving, you can pretty much push it with a finger, and it continues. Why? Because now you have momentum on your side. In the beginning, it is the toughest to get the ball rolling. It is the toughest to continuously get on the phones and hound it out. Now, when you're only making a few calls a day, you are going to suffer through the most amount of phone reluctance that there is. But if you are dealing with 100 calls a day, 150 to 300 calls a day if you're full-time, but if you're making 50 to 100 calls a day and you're on a part-time basis, you are not going to experience as much call resistance or call reluctance. And here's why. Because you've got a little bit of momentum on your side and you've got enough in your pipeline to keep the enthusiasm going. And so, but when you are dependent on three or four people calling you back and you're dependent on 10 people being home, guess what? You have nothing but the sinking feeling in your stomach that you're like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. What if nobody's home? Or what if they say no and I don't know how to do it right and I don't know if I can make it work? All of those excuses begin to pop up in your head, and yes, therefore, it leads you to wiping down the kitchen table, doing some vacuuming, catching up on some filing, reorganizing warm contact names, brushing up on the website, you know, listening to a bunch of DeAddieJohnson.com calls, whatever, or listening to some CDs, whatever it is that we do to make, to fill the heart that wants to be distracted. And so, on good days, and let me tell you this, 80% of the people that are in this business do not work it. It's truly that simple. Only 20% of the people do. And so many of you are saying, you know, hey, I got business builders and aren't working. Then they're not business builders. They are customers. So you may have it and you're saying, you know, I have a team of people, you know, they're dealing with call reluctance. Well, guess what? Unless they want to get over their excuse and pick up the phone and get serious about their business, they are only but glorified customers. Wholesale customers is all that they are standing on. Until they decide to step up to the plate, make things happen, and if they lack skill, then invest in themselves to enhance their skill so that they can get better at the business and make more money. Now that is a true business builder. Somebody who is making things happen is someone who is a business builder. Someone who is on the path to making things happen is a business builder. Someone that is talking about calling 20 people a day is not quite yet a business builder. They're on their way maybe, but they are not there yet. And so, the only thing I can say about call reluctance is this. The days where I've had it versus the days that I did it is when I just got down and I'm mad at myself and said, that's it, I'm getting on the phone, I'm making it happen. You know what? The longer you camp out on trying to figure out how to motivate yourself, you're going to get even more demotivated. But the more you focus on getting to where you want to go and focus on making things happen and looking down the road where this is no longer an issue, then you will begin to, by faith, get on the phone with the kind of attitude, posture, and body language that you need to be able to make it happen. But if you're focused on, oh, I'm just not motivated. Oh, I wonder why I'm not motivated. And gosh, you know, I sure wish that somebody would motivate me. And man, I sure wish they would. You know what? It is a downhill deal there. It's just heading you right down the toilet. You do not want to do that. Whatever you focus on is what you get good at. And so if you're going to focus on the reluctance, you're going to focus on that sick feeling that you get in your stomach, you know, because maybe you took time off or because you're waiting for things to happen versus, you know what, I'm making things happen. If you focus on productivity, you will make productivity happen. That is, by the way, called results, not busy work. But if you focus on the unproductivity, guess what? It's just going to give you more unproductivity. Okay, next question. This comes from Jennifer, and it says, it seems that working from home has great many life distractions, and the biggest is my baby. I heard you have 5 children, which I do. My question that I hope you can answer is, how in the world do you work from home around a fussy child around the age of 1? You know what? I raised my kids while building a home-based business, okay? Raise my children while building a home-based business. So I completely 100% understand where you're coming from. And she says, I always start and then he fusses. I feel like he needs my attention, and we end up stopping, and then this happens all day long. Please help me, and this is funny, please, if you could, help me work with a baby on my lap. All right. Well, Jennifer, I really hate to bring this message to you or to bring this news to you, but here is the reality check. Yes, I was either pregnant, nursing, or dealing with a child that age for majority of my career. The majority of my career. In fact, when I started, after I was homeless, within my very first year, I was then pregnant and bedridden by the doctor. Okay, and so you can't even understand the amount of obstacles that I had to learn how to deal with. And I have, you know, I had four kids. In a very short period of time, the last two 18 months apart, okay? And so I understand what you're going through, and you only got one. I had two kids in diapers at the same time of trying to build my business. And so I understand. But here's the deal. Here is the reality check. You cannot expect to build a dynamic business with a baby on your lap. It is not going to happen. Can you make $50,000 a year on a job with your baby on your lap? No. You have to make a choice. And the choice is this. What are your hours going to be that are set aside for you to work your business, and what are your hours going to be that are set aside for your mommy time? And you have to make that distinction. You cannot juggle both at the same time and be effective. And if you could be effective, I will tell you right now, you will not last the marathon. And so the reason why most people try to do both at the same time is typically because they're really not sure if their business is really going to work out for them. They're really not quite sure if they're really going to make money, because if they actually set up a babysitter to come over and watch the child during that time of day, or they actually got a different place to go work, during that time, during that day, then if they knew there was a guarantee that they would make $50,000 or $100,000 a year, there is no question that they would know to find childcare during those times that the child is fussy. Now, there were times where I worked, obviously, during my children's nap time, and I was very good at getting my kids on a schedule. You have to be when you have as many kids as I do. We believe strongly in the child not being the center of the home, the child not being the center of the universe. It creates unreasonable adults, the kind of adults that I deal with almost on a daily basis. It creates a false sense of reality for your child if the child is the center of the universe. And so our kids were integrated into our family. They followed our schedule, and they still do that to this day. And so, yes, there were times where I worked, I had my kids sleep when they were young, that age especially, 12 to 3, every single day. It's about getting them trained to sleep at that time. And then, and I better not get a zillion emails on this, Danny, can you teach us how to do that? And then at 8 o'clock, my kids are in bed like clockwork, and I got back on the phones at 8 o'clock at night. And so, and then I also had it to where I worked 3 days a week, and I picked the hours that worked best for me. I would leave when they went down for nap time. So the first 3 hours they're napping, I'm working. And then, I would come home, have a dinner hour from 5 to 6, or not come home, but come out of my bedroom or my office or whatever it was that I had. And so this can be worked out. It is about learning how to manage your time and making a decision. Jennifer, are you serious? And this goes up for the rest of you moms out there. Are you serious about building your business? Are you serious about making a six-figure income? Or maybe you're not serious about a six-figure income. Maybe you're serious about a seven-figure income. Maybe you're only serious about $2,000 or $3,000 a month. You cannot expect to get $2,000 a month of an income out of your home-based business if you are not willing to put in the focus, time, and effort to make that money. Can you all write this down for me? You get out what you put in. This is not a lottery. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme. This is not a hope you get lucky deal. This isn't a, oh man, if you find the right one, then you're really going to make a deal. That is not life. That is a false reality. The business that you are in, Jennifer, is a real live business. This is not a stroke of luck. This isn't something that's going to happen by chance. It's going to happen by hard work, dedication, and skill. That's what it's going to happen by. And so if you're serious and you want to give your one-year-old son the kind of future that I know is in your heart to give them, just as it was in my kids, for my heart to give them the best possible schools, to give them the best possible areas to grow up in, for them to not have to deal with being made fun of because they're clothing like I did because I grew up on welfare, for them to grow up in the right kind of church, for them to grow up in the right kind of home, you know what? I was deadly serious about that, and that meant me pulling aside time to make things happen. And because I said from 12 to 6, I am prospecting nonstop, and those are my appointments to prospect. I did that job during that time. Would not let other things come in and distract me. Would not let, you know, a call from my mother, you know, that would take a half an hour because my mom and I like to talk for an hour or whatever. I wouldn't take those kind of calls during that time. Sorry, I'm at work. I gotta go. And so that's what it all boils down to is, are you committed? And if you are, then you're going to have to either have your mom, your brother, your whoever come over and watch that baby, during a couple hours during the day or whatever, so that you can have quality, focused time, because you're going to get out what you put into this deal. And I know I'm talking to a whole lot of you right now. And on my website, there is a call on time management. At First Steps to Success, we sometimes cover time management, not every single time, depending on the crowd. But at Dynasty this weekend, I definitely have some time set aside to help you guys manage your time a little bit better. But on the North Carolina CDs, actually, there is a section on time management. I cannot stress to you enough about learning how to manage your time. Most of unproductivity comes because of people not knowing how to manage their time. They are spinning plates, 12 of them, all at once, trying to keep them all going at the same time and wind up with a nervous breakdown at the end of the year. So don't even go there. I already went there. But learn how to manage your time well. And again, the North Carolina CDs on our website will absolutely help you to learn how to manage your time better, as well as teach you the bottom foundational to a professional business, not the foundations that you hear out there teaching you how to build an amateur level of business, but the foundations for a professional business. And those North Carolina CDs have literally A to Z on how to be able to do that. So that's what I would definitely recommend. Okay, here's another question from Marty. She says, I need your help. I've been involved with a phenomenal opportunity for this past year. However, for about the past 4 months, my business has slowed down and almost ceased. I need some help. What can I do to find the excitement again, to find the courage to talk to people, to be able to treat this business as though it was the very first day that I got into my opportunity? You know what, Marty? That is an awesome question. And I will tell you that most people struggle in this area, so you're not alone. In fact, I even struggled from time to time in my area, you know, in my business from time to time in the very same situation. So I completely understand where you're at right now. And what I will tell you is this. Excitement is something that is progressive. And if you don't feed excitement on a continual basis, what you'll find is that it will go away. And it's the same for your business. She's saying, how do I find the excitement again? Well, let me tell you what made you excited to begin with. You see, Marty, when you first got started in your business, you immediately got on the phone and you started making things happen like a mad woman. I know who you are. And I know exactly who you are. I know you've been to First Steps, and I remember exactly who you are. I know who got you started and all of that. So, Marty, what happens is that when we first get started in business, we have tons of excitement, and we have no experience at all. Okay, that's what we have, excitement, no experience. We have a hope and a promise to a better future. We have a chance that we may make something happen. We have something stirring up in our bellies and saying, man, if it happened for her, then maybe it'll happen for me. If it happened for him, maybe it'll happen for me. I understand that. Then you get on the phone, and you started making calls like crazy. You are calling everybody. You are calling everybody, and that excitement was huge, okay? Then you wound up at First Steps to Success, and you came out, and you started making more phone calls and started calling people like crazy, making things happen. Then something happened, and this is how it happens for most people. I call it the roller coaster ride. Here you come out, you get excited, you start making calls, and then you got people, you know, either signing up or saying they're going to sign up, right? Then what happens is that you hit your first brick wall. Boom! Out of nowhere, all of a sudden, your excitement is totally tested. Your belief is totally tested. Pretty soon, you wind up with a negative person, okay? You wind up with somebody who says, oh, my gosh, you know, you don't believe that that's actually going to work for you. And didn't someone die on that stuff before? And, oh, man, I knew somebody that lost a lot of money on one of those deals. Or, you know, I did one of those about 25 years ago, and I still have a basement full of soap. Or, you know, oh, I heard, didn't that company get shut down? This is what you wind up hearing. So you wind up in a situation with somebody, either that happens, that you wind up talking to somebody and they totally bring nothing but negativity to you, or you have one of your distributors quit, or you have 10 of them quit, or you have one of your customers ask for a refund, okay? This is how it goes. So here you are high as a kite, you're dreaming, you're thinking things are going to happen, you came out of First Steps, you're all excited, you're you're spending the money in your brain. You're already designing the new house in your brain. You're looking at your old car that's, you know, burping and farting at every stop sign, going, man, you know, not too long from now, this sucker is going to be out of my possession and into somebody else's. I'm going to have my brand new Lexus. I mean, that's what happens. You come out thinking like that. Then you either hit somebody who's negative and starts to sprinkle doubt on your deal, or then you have somebody quit your business, or you have somebody ask for a refund, and then guess what happens? Then you start to doubt. Then you now no longer believe. Now you're shaking at the knees, and you cannot figure out how come you cannot get on the phone to call more people. Well, let me tell you what happened. You were tested. I believe that God sends tests. I believe that when he gives you an opportunity, as he gave me, to change your life, and when he gives you that chance to make a difference in other people's life, when he gives you the chance to believe in something, when he answers a prayer and you had a financial prayer and he gave you a business to help you get out of your financial trouble, right? Well, then you get going and you're like, whoa, it's happening. And then here comes the test. And unfortunately, most people do not pass the test. Why? Because most people don't know it's a test. Let me rephrase that. God gave you a pop quiz. Have you ever had that happen to you? Have you ever had it? You walked into your science test your junior year in high school and all of a sudden that you are not prepared, but the teacher says, okay, we got a pop quiz today. Whoa! Well, wouldn't it be nice if we knew when it was happening? Well, once you learn how to discern where negativity comes from, why it is testing your belief, what the point in all that is, then you no longer are distracted, put into discouragement, full of despair and depression. No longer are you on an emotional roller coaster. You're like, aha, this smells like a test. This looks like a test. This sounds like a test. I think I am in a test right now. And what do? You make a choice to rise up and pass with flying colors, or you have to take it again. Because it sounds to me, if you've been in an opportunity for a year, you got this thing in your blood. And there's nothing you can do to get it out of your blood. Even if you wound up quitting your company and blaming the opportunity, saying, well, it didn't work for me. I spent a lot of money and it didn't happen. Okay? Even if you wound up doing that, I can guarantee you the next opportunity that comes your way, you're going to look at it. You're going to hold back. You're going to try not to get excited, but guess what? You're going to sign up. You're probably going to do it for the next 20 years. And some of you that are listening to right now, this is what you've been doing for 20 years. This is the roller coaster you've been on. As soon as you learn to get off the roller coaster and you realize this is a test, you no longer are emotionally affected. Now you go, okay, rise up, test time, I'm passing this sucker because I don't want to take this again. And that's what happens. And this is why it's so stinking important. Marty, I haven't seen you for over a year. A year. Now that's got to say something. Why? Because this, any succeeding in life, becoming a champion instead of a bench warmer, somebody that rises up and does extraordinary things with their ordinary selves, is somebody who continuously plugs into a battery charger, continuously plugs in to stay on track. Why? Because when you're out there, you get beat up, man. You run into negative people. You need something to help you stay focused, to stay on track, to remind you why you signed up to begin with, to remind you why you're doing this deal, to remind you that if you do not get serious about it, your future looks grim. And if you don't realize, hello, you went through a little bit of a winter season, which, man, if you live in California, we've been in one long winter season. I think I'm living in Oregon these days. From October to May, man, it's been raining nonstop. Not nonstop, but almost every other week it's been raining. Okay? So that's what it is. Get off the roller coaster. Get plugged back into the battery charger. Get your butt back to first step to success or creating a dynasty. You're qualified to go as far as the first part of the qualification goes. Okay? So, again, your belief will be tested, okay? You will have distributors that will be negative. That is part of it. And if you're thinking right now, well, then this business is not for me. Well, I don't want to be a part of anything where people are going to be negative. Well, then you might as well shoot yourself in the head. You are not getting out of this life without running into negative people. You cannot turn on the television without seeing negative news. You cannot pick up a newspaper without seeing a million words of negative stuff. You are not going to get out of this life without dealing with negative, doubtful, resentful, blaming, pitiful people. You're never going to get around from those people. So what you have to learn how to do is deal with it. That is what a champion does. That's what determines the professionals from the amateurs, or the people that learn how to deal with it. Rise up and move on already. Instead of sitting down with those negative, boring, mediocre people who have just given up on everything. They have no life in them. They're totally whining about everything. They're blaming everybody they know for why their circumstances are where they're at. That is not for you. So my answer is rise up. Listen, it's a test. Get over it. The excitement follows new people, new blood. Okay? So whatever gets you excited to get new blood, you better plug into whatever that stinking thing is. Whatever keeps you from getting excited, get away from it now. And I mean it. Get away from it now. Your life and your future depends on it. Unless it's your spouse, then you got to pray fervently. And I mean fervently, that God changes his or her heart. Okay? Excitement follows new blood. Excitement happens within. Excitement happens when you are making things happen on the phone. And I'm not kidding you. There were times, hello, I mean, if you look at me, December 25th of 1990, I am homeless, whining, murmuring, complaining, you know, pitiful person. December 26th, I'm on the phone, and I got 40 customers. 40 customers. Okay, how did that happen? Because something clicked in me that said, enough already. Get up, make things happen. And that's what I wound up doing. Got off of my emotional roller coaster, stopped whining, got on the phone, made things happen. There's no excitement like signing new people up. Now, next question. This comes from Harry. He says, my wife and I are venturing out in a new opportunity, but to sign up as a rep costs $1,000. Though you receive $1,000 a product, this seems so much more than what you ask of on your calls. Forgive me, I am pretty intimidated at requesting $1,000. My wife says I need to get over that, but nonetheless, it is a hurdle. You know what, Harry, I really hate to say this. I totally understand the first business that I got involved with cost $5,000 to get started, okay? $5,000 just to sign up, okay? So I completely understand. I know people have been in business where it cost them $25,000 to sign up in a little home-based business. But, you know, this is nothing compared to someone who wants to buy a McDonald's, which is $2 million just for the franchise alone. That does not pay for the employees. It doesn't pay for the food, none of that. That just pays for the rights to hang the name, to hang the golden arches. That doesn't even pay for your building. That's just for the franchising rights, and that's it. Okay, so $5,000, yes, that was extremely intimidating, especially when you're 19 years old. At 19 and 20 is when I worked that business. And asking people for $5,000 to get them started in business, I'm telling you, buddy, I'm hearing you. But at the same time, I have to agree with your wife. Your wife has some great strong words of wisdom, which get over it was right. Listen, and she's right, and I hate to say it, but get over it. That's what you're going to have to do is get over it. On our calls, you know, we deal with people that have buy-ins at $2,500. We have people that buy-ins at $35,000, $4,000. We have people that have buy-ins at $29. And guess what? All the people, no matter what the price is. Now, man, I deal with people on a very global scale. I deal with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people. And what I will tell you is the people who have the deals where it costs $29 to get started, I even heard about a deal where, it was even less than $29 to get started, $12 to get started. Those people who have programs that they are selling for $29 have the same exact challenges as the people who are selling packages for $5,000. Same exact challenges. The people who are selling packages of $29 or even $12 hear the same exact objections. I can't afford it. They hear the same objections of, I need to talk to my spouse. They hear the same objections of, I need to think it over. They hear the same objections of, it's too expensive. I don't have the money. They hear the same, or I'm not a salesperson. They hear the same exact objections. Whether they're selling a $29 package or a $5,000 package, they are getting the same exact objections. So what does that tell us? That tells us that the price is completely insignificant. Completely. And I'll tell you the truth. I had programs where it cost $5,000 to get a new rep started, or it cost, then it was down to $4,000, then $2,000. $1,800, $300, okay, $39. I mean, everything you can imagine, we have had those packages, and you get the same exact objections from the same exact people. Exact. It makes no difference. It's 98% of the population that we're looking for who's looking for an opportunity. Okay, 2% is doing well financially. Sometimes you wind up signing people up like that, very rarely. all. So honestly, Harry, the only difference is in your head, and that's it. So that leaves me with ending this with this. Change your mind, buddy. I know that when your wife has asked you, what would you like for dinner, you said chicken, and maybe changed your mind an hour later and said, can you get some steaks, honey? Okay, or I'd like some shrimp. We are all professionals at changing our mind, changing our state of mind. It is not something that is difficult. People do little seminars on how complicated it is. Listen, we do it every day. Women, give me a break. You change your mind probably 15 times before you even get out the door on what you're going to wear, the color makeup you're going to do, and how you're going to make your hair. We are professional changer minders. We do it no problem. So really for you, it's about realizing price makes no difference at all. And whether or not you're going to trust me on this, I've been at this for 16 years. I've dealt with tons of people on this stuff for 16 years. I'm telling you right now, makes no difference. The only difference is in the person's head, and that's it. That is absolutely all of it. Okay. Harry, I hope that helps you out. This is a question from Mark. He says, what is the best way to keep in touch with your sales force to training and supporting them long distance? I believe I am responsible to them as a leader. Mark, you're right. You are not responsible for their success, but you are responsible to lead them to success. Okay, meaning lead them to where they can learn how to become successful, okay? So here's a couple little things that you're going to have to do. If you're building a virtual business, which it sounds like you are, you're building a sales force that's all long distance. I've done that many times. This is nothing new. People do this all the time. I know lots of very successful people that build businesses long distance, and they do very well at it. What's important to do, whether you're building long distance or right there in a local market, is to establish a relationship. And so, yes, it will take a little bit more work to establish a relationship with someone you've never seen face-to-face and to build something long distance versus having a local model where you're having local meetings, having potlucks and things like that. That obviously you can build a stronger, quicker bond when you can see people face-to-face versus a virtual model. However, having said that, I have built it both ways, and having also said that, we know that there are people right now, this very moment, that are talking to perfect strangers on the internet, okay? People, they've never heard their voices. They are dating somebody online, never seen pictures, talking online, kindling a relationship, and some of them go on and get married. I know a guy right in the little town that I live in right now who just recently got married to a lady that he met online. These two chatted back and forth for months, then finally drove several hours to meet each other, then started talking on the phone, and then they got married. I know you all have heard those stories. If not, you know people who have actually done it. So what am I saying? I'm saying that people actually like the mystery of not even seeing somebody, okay? They like that mystery, and here's the proof. People get married to people they never even met live in person, okay? So that happens all the time, every day. I'm sure there's somebody getting married by somebody that they met on the internet. And so you don't use it as an excuse if you're building a virtual model, which I think most of you are, and to be honest with you, I love the virtual model. I think it's awesome. It's a real live home-based business. And so what it's about is this, is learning the skills to build a relationship. All the more important if you're in a virtual model. All the more important to have good people skills. All the more important to learn how to motivate, to learn how to develop, to learn how to do good on-the-job training. All more important to do that. And also so much more important to be able to learn how to identify people's strengths and how to be able to utilize their strengths so that they can be effective and good in their business. Okay, so when you're getting people started, that's where it all starts. First of all, you need to make sure that the day you sponsor them into your business or the day you get them as a customer, you send a thank you card. And it needs to be a handwritten card. This does not need to be a printed standard reply. Okay? Listen, I know that majority of you that are listening to me right now, you are not sponsoring one or two people a day. Most of you, if you're lucky, one or two a week. Okay? So you cannot whine and complain to that, oh my gosh, I have to write a card. And there's some of you that are getting, 50 customers a month, and you know what? Maybe you hire your teenager and pay them 10 cents a card or something like that. But you need to absolutely handwritten on the envelope. You can use a label, return address for you, But make sure you handwrite out a thank you card or a thank you note to every brand new customer and every brand new rep that you get started. That is the beginning of a relationship forming. Listen, most people that you bring on as a customer or as a rep into your business, they feel like they were another number. And you don't want them to feel that way. You want them to feel as though you mean they mean something to you and that you're looking forward to working with them. And so a standard reply for a customer, for example, and this is very important that you do that. And if you did the initial contact correctly and you established a good rapport and established trust during the process of getting them started, meaning from the initial contact to the follow-up call through the presentation to actually getting their contact information and their credit card number, if you did your job well, you've made a good connection on the phone with them and you've learned some things about your prospect that are very, very important. Well, check this out. In your card, you want to mention some of those things that you learned about them personally. Okay, so for example, let's say that you got an international flight attendant started, okay, and this is in another city long away. So here's what I would write in the card. Hey, Carrie, I just wanted to just thank you so much for your time over these last couple of days. I've really enjoyed getting to know you, and I'm looking forward to you being able to provide for your daughter in a substantial way, since you're no longer going to be taken out of the country 9 days at a time. So I look forward to helping you reach your goals and seeing your life get to where you want it to be. And by the way, how is Savannah doing? Okay? And you know, thanks so much for your time. Welcome aboard. We look forward to working with you. Just a standard thing like that, okay? So you want to put in something personalized about the person. And so from time to time, when I had like tons of cards that I was having to write, especially when I was doing a high retail business, meaning I was getting many customers a day, working the phones with prospecting as well for business, you know, I would have notes in my log, and I have a prospect log, and in that prospect log, I would have notes about the person. Well, the lady that I had helping me with my thank you card, you know, she knew where to look to personalize the card. We're really looking forward to working with you. By the way, how was your son's soccer game? Did he win? Things like that. So you want to show that you have an interest, that you listen to them. That absolutely grabs their heart and says, wow, that makes them feel special. When you make people feel special, you're going to build an army of loyal customers, an army of loyal reps, okay? And so you want to do that. Send thank you cards. Make sure you personalize some of your conversations that you're having with these people. Hey, how's the kids going? Hey, how was work today? Things like that. Find out what's important to them and talk about those things. And then just chit-chat real quick. 2-3 minutes is all you need. Then get right down to business. The other thing is that when you're starting these people, you want to utilize the 3-meeting plan. Okay, again, this also establishes more trust, helps you to get to know your new rep even better. And the more you get to know about them, the more you know about what motivates them, and that's what you will constantly have in front of them, keeping them moving forward. Okay, so the 3-meeting plan that we talk about, I obviously don't have time to go into that right now. We're almost at the top of the hour. But the 3-meeting plan, that's available on some websites. It's available on our website on a set of CDs that is called Home Business Presentation Success System. Now, check this out. This works for long-distance sponsoring. This is not just for if you're in a doing home presentations or live presentations. This is exactly how to begin the duplication process with your brand new person, how to do their on-the-job training. Man, if you really want to put your people to work, you want to have those CDs so that you can learn how to master that process of having them go to work. Within 48 hours, you have them working the phones, talking to people, practicing, and by the end of their first week and a half, 2 weeks, depending on their schedule and yours, they're already presenting it, and they almost don't need your help anymore other than to handle some tough questions they don't know how to handle. Okay, so the 3-meeting plan is how you will begin to establish the on-the-job training, establish more trust, building more of a relationship, okay? Teaching them the ropes and be able to how to handle their new thing, okay? Then you want to be plugging them in constantly into what I called earlier a battery charger. This, they will die on the vine if you do not feed them. And you are not necessarily the person that is going to feed them. You're going to direct them to where they can feed themselves. So, for example, this Monday night call is a way for them to learn how to feed themselves. The website that we have available at DannyJohnson.com is a site that will help them feed themselves. So this is hugely, hugely actually important that you do that, okay? That they plug in to the website or whatever training site that are, that's working. You got to make sure you're using stuff that is working. There's a lot of stuff out there that doesn't. We have a lot of people that use ours, and they feel that very strongly that it works, to the tune of thousands of people that are using ours, and they feel that it works. But if it doesn't work for you, that's fine. Find something else. Just find something. So got to have them plug it into some kind of training on a weekly basis. And then this is huge. This is what I did to build long-distance relationships with people, is training seminars. We have several leaders doing this all over the country right now. Is they're plugging people into training seminars, like the one that's taking place in Denver. We've got one coming up in Denver, Colorado, June 11th and 12th, which is over a weekend, and that's $297 for that training seminar. But we have people that utilize that First Steps to Success training seminar as a not only a battery charger for themselves, but an experience for them to get to know their people, to recognize their people, to build long-lasting relationships with people. You know what? The corporate world has figured this out, and they invest thousands and thousands of dollars investing into relationships with people. Why? Because it costs so much more to go get a new one versus keeping the ones that you have. And so it's important that you learn how to develop that bond, the glue that keeps you guys together, that causes you to be a team, which is what we're going to be talking about a lot at Dynasty, equipping your skills this weekend on how to really develop a team. So seminars are hugely important for doing that. Here's another thing. Doing recognition, whatever job it is that they've done well, you want to recognize them for that. Don't ever put them down. Recognize them for a job well done, and make sure you have some kind of monthly recognition, whether it's in the form of a little newsletter or on a website or on a conference call. Once a month we're doing a recognition call, and all it is that night it's about recognition, and we're going to come on the call and we're going to celebrate people's success, whether they made 10 calls this month or they signed up one person this month. You celebrate any job that is well done. That also, most people never get recognized on their jobs, and that is a great way to establish relationships with people. And let's say that you have some kind of contest running or whatever. You wind up sending them a thank you card, a thank you note, good job, man, we appreciate all that you're doing. Okay, so that's basically for that. Okay, here's the last one. I can't believe I'm getting through all of them. The last question is this. What do you think about prospecting on Fridays and weekends? You know what? I know people that's the only time that they did prospect, and they built a dynamic business. I have questions all the time that come up, Kim, where people are saying, you know, when's the best time to call people? Is it in the evenings, afternoon, or mornings? When's the best time to reach people? Is it Mondays or Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, or Fridays, or Sundays? Okay, you know what? I know six-figure income earners that call people at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. Yet they wake people up. I know people that call on Fridays. I know people that call on Sundays. Personally, I didn't ever make any calls on Sundays. That was usually my day of rest. I believe that our bodies were designed to work for 6 days and to rest for one. I think it's important to do that. I think our country was the ones that came up with the scam with 2 days of rest. That's not the way it was set up. That's not how it was designed. We're supposed to work six, rest one. Rest one day is very important for your body to be rejuvenated. So, you know, Fridays and Saturdays, or if your day of rest is Saturday, then let Saturday be your day of rest. Whatever day of rest it is that you have, that you believe, that your convictions on, and please don't send me emails on what your convictions are. I understand, and I honor if your day of rest is Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever your day of rest is. That is between you and your God. That's between you and your convictions. And please don't judge other people that don't share the same beliefs that you do, because that's only going to put you in bondage and not help you at all, especially in any business that you're in. If you're judgmental of people's beliefs, then you're going to have a problem there. But 6 days, and if those 6 days are Fridays and Sundays or Fridays and Saturdays, you go for it. Pound it out. Make things happen. I've gotten a hold of people on Saturdays. In fact, I've sponsored some great people on Saturdays before. I've gotten a hold of great people on Fridays, scheduling them to come and see a presentation on a Saturday. So any day that you want to go for it, I say go for it. You're going to find your flow. And to be honest with you, I'll give you a little tip for me. I pray. God, help people to be home. Let this be a good time for people. And he always answers my prayers. He always, always does. Of course, there's always going to be a lot of averages and nothing you can do to change some of that stuff. But the reality is, if you call some people on Friday, you're going to maybe get a hold of some people. If you call a lot of people on Friday, you may get a hold of a lot of people. That's just how it works, okay? You'll get it. You know what? I'll tell you what. There's probably a lot of people that are like, I'm not calling on Friday. Well, you'll get a hold of all those people that other people are not wanting to get a hold of. That's kind of how it works. Okay, so, hey, it's the top of the hour. Let me just wrap this call up with this. First of all, I want to tell you guys that it is an absolute honor and privilege to be able to work with you. I am totally blessed to have you as a part of our clientele. We are blown away at your commitment, your dedication. I am been just rolled over with incredible excitement with watching you grow, and many of you watching you grow over the last year and a half that we've opened up our training seminars to the general public. And you're doing an awesome job. You really, really are doing an absolute phenomenal and awesome job. And my hat is off to you, because I'm impressed that you some of you have been on this call for a year and a half every Monday straight without fail. There's some of you, of course, you know, things get in the way, and that's okay. Some of you listen to me the next day. I just want to tell you it's a privilege and an honor to be in business with you, and I appreciate your dedication to helping your business move forward and helping you get to the next level and helping you grow to a better place. And we want to see you do that. And you got to continue to persist and keep your head down and get off the roller coaster, the emotional roller coaster that takes your enthusiasm, your excitement, and your belief down the toilet. You need to rise up and stay off of that roller coaster and say, you know what, I'm going no matter what. And I'll be here no matter what business you do or don't do. I'll be here no matter what you choose to do with your life or not do with your life. We're going to be here egging on an industry that needs to be professionalized. We will be here egging on a people, everyday average people like me, like you, who will not settle for less, who will not settle for less for their children, who will not settle for less for the next generation. But they're saying, I've got to do something, and I've got to do something now. My hat's off to you. And I promise you that if you stick it out long enough and you apply what you learn, you will, a year from now, not recognize your life. You absolutely will not recognize your life a year from now. Now, for those of you that are going to be at Dynasty this weekend with me, many of you guys heard that the seminar had been sold out about a week and a half ago. And we do have a waiting list of people that are on a waiting list in case there are any cancellations. And, for example, we just heard of one today. One of our clients had a tragedy happen in her family and needed to cancel. And so there is a waiting list of people that are waiting for cancellations, and there's always some cancellations as closer the event comes. And so So for those of you that are going this weekend, bring cameras, bring your pajamas. We're going to have a pajama party on Saturday night. Friday night is open to the general public. We'll probably start between 7 or 7:30 that night. There's going to be a little bit of flexibility because of the hard work that we'll be doing Friday during the day. And then for the rest of you that I'll be seeing in Denver, Colorado, the 11th and 12th, that's going to be a very powerful event. The event already has been filling up like crazy, so I hope you are not procrastinating and waiting to get yourself there. We have several huge groups that are coming to that event that are just packing it out like crazy. And as it is right now, our next event is Denver, Colorado. If you're waiting for me to come to your city, you are doing yourself a huge disservice. Huge disservice. You are going to be behind the rest of the people that come from your city, that come from your company, who wind up in Denver, and they wind up getting what they needed to get to move their business to a whole nother level. You will be so behind, and you will be kicking yourself if you are not there. You will. If you're waiting for me to come to Massachusetts, or you're waiting for me to come to Kansas, I'm not going there this year at all. I don't even know if I'm going there next year. Do not wait. If you're hearing my voice, it's time to step up, get over your excuses, and go to the next level in your business. So other than that, guys, thanks so much for your attention. Thank you so much for your time. I hope that these several questions that we asked tonight were applicable for your business and for your life. Other than that, we'll see you guys this weekend or in a few weeks in Denver. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next Monday night. Bye.